This is Dr. Schumacher from the Dictating Progress of Charles Clark. That's C-L-A-R-K, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Date was December 6, 2022. Place was the Pines of Lapeer. Comparing Mr. Clark was seen regarding diabetes, mellitus, comma, dementia, and history of bipolar disorder, period. He was also seen regarding a small pustule on the left lower abdomen, just above the groin. Comparing history, Mr. Clark appears to have dry skin on his face and a small abscess on the left lower abdomen, just above the groin. It appears to be like a folliculitis around hair follicles, period. New paragraph. He has diabetes mellitus, which is relatively stable with the recent hemoglobin A1C being 6.1, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. His dementia is significant, period. You're also concerned about his hair, and he has seborrheic dermatitis there, period. He has significant dementia, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for bipolar disorder, diabetes, mellitus type 2, and dementia. Family history, his father died at 76 of heart issues, his mother died at 94 of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, period. New paragraph, review of systems, negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, or dysuria. New paragraph, medications, donepezil 5 milligrams daily, and olanzapine 2.5 milligrams daily. New paragraph, examination, is not acutely distressed. And he's slightly ill appearing here. He's not well oriented. Temperature 97.9. Blood pressure 124 over 86. O2 saturation 97. Respiratory rate was 18. Head and neck, there's seborrhea of the scalp, or mucosa normal. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, normal sinus 2, no gallop. Abdomen non-tender. He does have on the lower abdomen above the groin a small, tiny pustular abscess, period. Looks like a growth of a hair follicle, period. It's somewhat firm and not ripe for any drainage. New paragraph, assessment plan. One, Mr. Clark has diabetes, which is relatively controlled by diet. Oh, a foot exam was normal, period. Two, he has the slight abdominal abscess. And I'm adding Keflex 500 milligrams BID for 7 days and warm soaks to the abdomen, period. Three, he has seborrhea of the face and scalp. I'm ordering mucin cream to cover the driest area and cracking area of the face. Four, he has bipolar disorder. I'll continue olanzapine 2.5 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.